Hi, welcome into the WTH podcast. My name is Nate. That is Kareem. That is Jason. And we have a new setup from last week. We have two separate cameras this time instead of just the one 360 camera. Because last week, as it got darker, I got whiter and whiter. I didn't want that to be the case. So that's why you guys have your lighting situation over there. I've got my lighting situation over here. I can adjust my camera. Yours is automatic, so it should be good. And this is a work in progress. This is show number two from the front yard. If you hear some wind noise, that's because it's breezy out.
It could have been worse.
Yeah.
I could have got darker and darker.
Yeah, that's true. Because I was looking, I'm like, Kareem looks great.
It started raining.
Like, you could see me. All you could see it was you two.
Just a smile. Just a smile over in the corner.
Am I right over here? It started raining, and I was like, all right.
It's been sprinkling all day.
Yeah.
Just off and on. Some bullshit.
It was supposed to start raining at 7:30.
Yeah. Nice. Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, hell.
That was when what the time was.
Well, and that's when that's it would
be about when you had the sprinkles?
I was probably at 6:35, 6:45, 7.
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. Another wonderfully temperate day here in Sacramento. There's your weather forecast. It's going to get hotter. Next week, it's going to be warmer when we do the show.
Knock on wood, baby, but so far this has been I've liked this weather for the last month.
It's been a nice spring.
Memorial Day, I cannot remember a time, like, and I wasn't here for Memorial Day, but I got back on Memorial Day afternoon. I can't remember a Memorial Day that it wasn't like fucking balls hot, like really hot here.
Yeah, so it's only supposed to be in 93 days next week, and then it's supposed to be back down in the lower 80s.
Yes, baby.
Yeah, it's not going to be too bad. Yeah. Very, very excited for a relatively decent Sacramento summer.
Yeah,
that's my hope
so far.
Well, it's not summer yet. That's why the hope is for that.
Yeah,
as we move forward. So we had a lot to get to today. It is, of course, Pride Month. Sacramento Pride was this past weekend. Juneteenth is coming up. We're going to talk about that just a little bit. But before we do all of that, Kareem, how was your week?
My week sucked.
All right, Jason, how was yours? No. No, is there something you'd like to talk about, Kareem?
Yeah.
Is that a good place to leave it?
I'll tell you guys about Saturday night.
Oh, Saturday night.
Yes. So it was a good evening all together. We went and had dinner with speaking of Pride Month, my lesbian parents.
Okay.
So we went and had dinner with them and had game night. Well, they decided to play this board game that's a escape house.
Oh, okay.
Fucking again. Three and a half hours.
Oh, my God. What? Monopoly was too quick a game for everybody?
I don't know. They picked the game.
Right.
Well,
they're like, Monopoly's not going to be long enough tonight.
Yeah, them and Barbara. And I guess they've played one before, but this one was supposed to be the intermediate game.
Okay.
But it was hard as fuck. Because, and it has the box. There are clues in the box, on the box. There's a little bitty pamphlet that's only like 10 pages or instruction book. It was just, yeah.
A real escape room, there's a time limit.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that should be set. So now you know moving forward that has to be the case with the game. If you don't escape in an hour, y'all lose.
Yes.
And you put the game away.
Yes. And, you know, it had like three clues for each symbol. And I was like, pick a clue. Like, we're 30 minutes into trying to figure out the first thing. And I was just grabbing the fucking card and see what we're supposed to be doing. And by the time we got to 3 hours, I kind of checked out and was on my phone.
Oh, man.
I was on my phone and Lil was picking up the other cards, you know, the cards that we were supposed to just going through them to figure out how to get to the next thing. But yeah, so that was that. So,
Jason, how about you? How was your week?
I was sick. last week. I mean, I wasn't feeling good last Monday.
Right.
It just got worse. And then like my eyes got really bad. Like I got like, I guess pink eye.
No, no. Did Scott Baio give you pink eye?
Yeah. Yeah. I probably got it from my daughter who was in my bed, and I swear to fucking God.
Farting in your pillow?
No. She was the week before that when she was sick, one of the nights she came in, she coughed. And when she coughed, I felt a little drop go right in my eye.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like right inside, like right in my eye. I felt the drop, like, and I was like, I'm fucked.
You need, around them kids, you need goggles like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Exactly.
It's Jesus criminy. Yeah,
skyhook over them.
It could have been that, or could have, like, listen, I have a 4-year-old daughter that touches her butt. You know what I mean? Like, and you tell kids to dry, like, to wash their hands as many times as you can, and they're still putting their fingers in their nose and doing, it's just, they're fucking dirty as fuck, dude.
You sure you didn't clean up well?
No, yeah, no, that's actually what happened. I stuck my finger inside my butthole and then touched my eye. Exactly what I fucking did.
That's not what I was talking about.
I'm going to go farting on a pillow. I'm just saying.
Yeah, so, how my week went, besides that, a video game that I wanted to play a lot of, I didn't really play a lot of because I was fucking sick.
Right.
So I played some of it, but not much. Luckily I was well enough by Sunday to attend the Xbox Fan Fest and Starfield Direct launch information. Like, so it's like a big show. Like, you know, they used to have E3 every year. They don't do E3 anymore. This is the first year they haven't done it. Officially haven't done it because of COVID. They didn't do it. And then they're like, no, we're just not going to do it.
We'll be back. Just kidding.
They tried doing it. Anyhow, so Xbox did their event, and it was fucking awesome. It was lit. If you're an Xbox fan, like, everybody talking about the drought and how, like, bad, like, Xbox hasn't been showing up as far as games, first-party games and stuff like that. That is stock fucking full, like, going forward into 2024, like, it's nuts. Starfield, that game, like, if you liked Fallout or if you liked Skyrim, if you like those types of games, like, the Starfield game, bro, like, you can do everything in this fucking game, and it's, you have a ship, you can make the ship bigger, you can add things on, and, like, every time you do it, it changes what's actually inside the ship and how you go into it and shit like that. You have dogfights. If you want to out in space, you can be a pirate, so you can board the ships out there. Like, fucking amazing. Like, I've been listening to podcasts and watching shit on. Everybody's like, oh, this is fucking awesome. So I did that. And then I also got really upset with my wife because I felt that I was not supported when I was sick because she didn't do enough.
How did that go for you?
The picture on her phone no longer has me. and she recommended that I ride the bike to the podcast tonight. So
you could think about what you say.
Well, and again, the riding here is not the challenge. It's the getting home at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it'll be fine. But yeah, exactly. I did just see the insurance papers. She just paid the insurance payment, so.
Oh,
Lord. Oh, nice.
How was your week, Nate?
You know, it was all right. A lot of stuff with the kids, of course, because that's my life now, and that's great. Some high points with Sam is she's in karate now, and she's very excited about it, and it is apparently improving her listening skills, and that's very exciting. Because, as Jason knows, a 4-year-old doesn't like to listen. We're trying to break her of her saying no all the time. We are having her substitute no with okay. And that is actually working better than I had expected it to work. The one downside for the week was before the gymnastics class, she did decide to say no a bunch of times. And I had to pull her out in the middle of the class like I told her I was going to. because being a parent is hard and you need to set boundaries. Say, if you do this, this is going to happen. And then when it happens, you got to do it.
Yeah. You got to do it.
No matter how much it sucks.
She heard you talking about us.
Yeah.
Look at her face.
Is she sticking out the dog door?
Her lips like open.
Yeah. She's a problem. She's
adorable.
She is. That's part of her charm. All of that. So that was really great. Zeke went to his first Little Kicker soccer, which was a lot more work for me than him.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to kick the ball. He wants to pick it up and throw it.
Yeah.
So I had to hold his arms up over his head so he would kick the ball. Which, you know, is a lot of bending for a man of my advanced age. But it was a lot of fun just to get out there and do that. And we'll see if we continue that with him. He's got to get a variety of activities going. He's two. It's time to step out in the world and make your mark. And today I gave him a bloody nose.
Ooh.
Dad of the year.
Yeah, yeah. I was out doing some client work, and my father-in-law was watching the kids. They were asleep. I came back home. He's still asleep. I'm like, okay. I set up the tent out here for the podcast, and I went back in, and I go, okay, I can hear some stirring in there. So I go to open the door, and he has dragged his pirate ship in there. It's a little rideable pirate ship. And I go to open the door, and I hit the pirate ship. And I look down and I go, oh no, I pick him up to change his diaper and he's got a bloody nose. And I'm like, oh hell. Cause his sister had a bout of bloody noses. So we got a humidifier for her. And I'm like, oh, he must've gotten a bloody nose. And then I'm like, oh shit. I hit him in the face with a door. So I felt terrible.
Did he cry?
Oh yeah. Oh. Yeah, if I hit Jason in the nose with the door, he'd cry too. Yeah, he was not happy about it.
No, I wouldn't.
He was not happy. There was a lot of blood, is what I'm saying. On his hands and all this. I'm like, oh God, I'm going to clean this up.
I don't cry.
Poor fella.
I felt so bad. But we got the bleeding stopped. And he ate dinner in just his diaper. I just let him run out and do that because I'm like, if he starts bleeding again, I'm not putting jammies on him. Mm-hmm. He did not. And then I gave him some children's Tylenol in case he had a headache from me smashing his nose into his face. Because I broke my nose once and it hurt like a mother. So I mean, it's a little 2-year-old baby. I don't think you can break that.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, that sucked. But yeah, that was Father of the Year. Yeah. The unintentional bloody nose. There shouldn't be an intentional bloody nose. I just want to clarify that. That this one was unintentional, but any bloody noses in our home are unintentional. We don't bloody the nose. You know, we don't do Muay Thai here yet. Yes. Yet. So, anywho, that's that. All right, I want to talk a little bit. We didn't last week, but I want to talk about Jason's tight five.
Oh my!
Jason has a tight five, and if you're curious what that means, he's going to tell you what his tight five is.
It was the set that I did for the stand-up class today.
Jason took Johnny Taylor's writing class.
Yes, yeah, I took his writing class, and I developed a idea that I had that I tell as a what's it called when you tell a one of the stories I tell people when I first meet them or if we're talking about kids and stuff like that about my first night with CJ when she was born.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, Chris was in labor for 48 hours and I hadn't had any sleep.
Poor you.
Yeah.
Poor you.
That's part of the fucking joke, bro.
I know.
That's part of the fucking joke.
Oh, no, I get it.
So, yeah. So there's that, right? And it's like, it must have been hard fucking for her. It must have been hard for her. It was her. Like, it was hard for her also. And then the kid was born, and then it was like 6 hours after that. And we're trying to get the, you know, the kid's still crying. You know, it's not easy. And at the same, now you're trying to get the baby to breastfeed and have, you know, go to sleep, you know, stuff like that. And you're trying to squeeze the colostrum out of your wife's breast. Like, hold on a second. The way that I told it, though, was first.
How did you forget your own joke?
Well, because I'm not telling
this fast.
Because I'm not telling my actually set right now. I'm not actually doing my set. I
hope you never encounter an audience.
I did have an audience. We had an audience.
No. I mean from now forward, because if this has thrown you, you're done.
No. This isn't throwing me. No, I wasn't telling. I wasn't trying to do the bit right now. I'm just telling you that.
This is a radio show, man.
Man.
You don't have to do the entire bit.
Yeah, I know.
But you should be able to do a little bit of it.
I am doing bits. I am doing parts of it.
Was it like when you have a caulking gun and you have the old caulk in there and you're just trying to squeeze it out of there? Were you on the teat with two hands trying to get it?
No, but so before that, you know, I talk about how they tell you how important the colostrum is and how like it's like fucking the nectar of the nectar of the gods. Get the fuck out. And how we're at UC Davis, or I'm at this, you know, multi-billion-dollar place,
uh-huh.
And in order to get this nectar of the gods out of my wife's breast, like what they've given me, like what I have, like they don't have a machine. There's a machine keeping a person alive down there. There's another machine taking X-rays of people's bodies, and here I am with a fucking teaspoon trying to milk my fucking wife with my hands, and I'm just sitting there and I'm just squeezing it. And, like, I'm trying to extract this. I'm doing this with one hand while I have a teaspoon with the other.
I really hope people are watching the video on this because this is great.
So that's what I'm trying to fucking do, right?
Right.
But, you know, the first, like, the baby's supposed to be breastfeeding, so I have to help because it's a brand new baby,
uh-huh.
Right? And it's never breastfed before.
Straight out of the showroom. Not a clue what to do.
Yeah. You know, so, and I'm tired. Like, that's like the whole basis of everything is I come out there and I talk about how I'm tired. You know, like I'm tired. You know, you don't realize how fucking tired you're gonna be being a fucking parent. Like, I called my best friend after I had my kid, after my kid was born, because I apologized to EJ because I had no fucking idea. And none of you that don't have kids have any fucking idea. Any of you fathers that weren't in the fucking room have no fucking idea. Like, none of you have any fucking idea.
let me help you out here for a minute.
What's that?
I grew up on a dairy farm, so I'm familiar with colostrum. And
The stuff with the cows is supposed to be really pretty good.
Well, it's the same idea because as the old song goes, mammals. But the colostrum, for anybody who doesn't know, is incredibly thick. So it's hard to have a, it's like really thick yogurt.
Yeah.
Like the top of the yogurt when it's solid and you got to stir it up.
Yeah.
It's that thick, but it's still coming out through the tiny little hole at the end. So what Jason is trying to do is he's trying to essentially squeeze putty out of his wife's teat.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And that is why it is so difficult. I can only imagine how delightful it was for
Well, you know, the other thing you don't fucking realize is, like, this shit fucking ruins tits for you for a fucking half a decade at least. Like as far as, like, your wife. I have two kids, 4 years. It was just like that. The fucking tits had nothing to do with me anymore. Like, I was not a part of that fucking situation. Not because I didn't want to, but it's just fucking weird.
They were being used for other things.
It's my kid's fucking food, man. I don't want to fucking come on those tits. You know what I mean? Like, that's a bad, that's their fucking, I don't want somebody fucking coming on my plate. You know what I mean? So I don't want to.
Okay.
Well, come on, that's a buddy. Yeah, it's a buddy, right? That's come on. Essentially, what the fucking rest? That's what her fucking my wife's tits. You know, it's not the milk, right? Around there, the areola. That's like a plate, right, for my kid.
Yeah.
And if I'm trying to aim for that, and that's my fucking that's my usual fucking spot, that's no longer my spot, man.
Well, I will say this: you can wash tits.
Of course you can, but I mean, it doesn't take away the fact that cum was just there.
That's half the fun.
No.
Get them all soapy. That's what I'm saying.
Anyhow, yeah. If you have kids breastfeeding, you probably shouldn't come on your wife's tits.
Well, I don't know about that. We didn't have that situation. Our kids were all with formula because of the situation. Which I'm not going to go into because it doesn't matter. But yeah, formula, which means, Mr. I'm so tired. Who fed the babies in the middle of the night? Not Mr. Sleeps through the night. No. You know who got up to feed the babies in this house? This guy.
And if you think that my wife was not pumping and making sure that I was still feeding in the middle of the night and stuff like that, because that was happening. That was happening.
It's like, you ever want to see these tits again, you're going to feed this baby.
Yeah, fucking A, man.
Yep. Oh,
what happened to being a fucking man in the 50s, man? Shit. I want to be a white man in the 50s again.
I'm a white man in my 50s. Speaking of white men, Donald Trump was hit with a sweeping 37-count indictment from the special counsel's office last Thursday. So
fake news, bro.
His week was a little worse than Kareem's. The allegations that he willfully retained documents containing the nation's most sensitive secrets, including nuclear programs, after he left office, showed some of them on at least two occasions, and then tried to obstruct the investigation into their whereabouts. Federal prosecutors unsealed the indictment on Friday against the former president and his aide, Walt Nauta, in connection with the handling of government documents. The court papers alleged that the classified documents included defense and weapons capabilities of both the United States and foreign countries, United States nuclear programs, potential vulnerabilities of the United States and its allies to military attack, and plans for possible retaliation in response to a foreign attack. And, Jesus Christ!
I don't pull up my military service very often, but as somebody who served and as somebody who has family and friends that are still serving, I am appalled at the idea that this motherfucker had a security clearance, that he had access to top secret documents, and that anybody is thinking that he should be allowed to ever have access to any kind of government documents ever again.
Right.
In this life or the next.
And there's millions of Americans who are ready to vote for him to be president again.
All of you fucking Republicans that are standing up for him
Hillary,
right
but
now.
Hillary, but Hillary's emails.
Fuck you and the horse you rode in on with the donkey dick.
Keith Olbermann, who does the Countdown podcast now. Countdown used to be a show on MSNBC. Now it's a podcast. Has been covering this extensively. And one of the first things he said in his podcast, or one of them, he updates it when new stuff comes out, was that his only regret is this is not a capital case.
Yeah.
This could very well be a capital case. The Rosenbergs did not do the type of damage that this does. And they were both executed.
We still do not know. I still don't think the government knows
the extent
of the shit that he's done, because they still haven't searched Bedminster.
Nope.
He didn't keep those records just because. He didn't just keep them to show them off to friends. Somebody, the Saudi government didn't just buy the PGA from nothing.
Well, and they didn't just give Jared Kushner $2 billion
for nothing.
Right.
That shit didn't happen for no reason.
And then there was the tape that came out from Mark Meadows' biographers with him talking about these documents that he can't show them because if he were president, he could declassify them, but he can't now, and he's waving them around. Yeah. It's like the people you're talking to aren't even supposed to know these documents exist.
Exactly.
And you've got them out in the room waving them around.
Yeah. And I say this from the point that I have friends and family that have served and are still serving. And some of those people are in jobs that are sensitive compartmented jobs. Mm-hmm. So the idea that this fucker could be doing something that's putting their lives in danger
What we don't know also is how many Americans or American operatives have ended up losing their lives because of this.
And because of shit that he did when he was in the White House.
When he was in yeah.
When he was in the White House. Because there was a time in that period that he was in the White House that there were agent or assets that were being killed, and we didn't know why they were being killed. And I bet dollars to donuts it was because of shit that he was doing or telling people.
It's Hillary, man.
And fuck. I know what it takes to get a security clearance, mm-hmm. and I know that the military does not fuck around with security clearances at fucking all.
But if you get elected,
and you're the president,
at fucking all.
But like, the problem though is if you get elected president, then you automatically get one.
Yeah, I had a friend that couldn't get that did everything he was supposed to do in being in the military, and he couldn't get a security clearance for his job, and he ended up getting let go because he couldn't get a security clearance for his job. That's how fucking like he had a job that they sent him out here to do, and he couldn't do the job until he got his security clearance. So he couldn't even get in the place that he was supposed to work until that shit was done. That's how seriously they take security clearances. And the shit that he was really, I can't say for sure, but the shit that they were doing was nothing on this level of right. what he was doing.
Right. Now, the boxes of the documents were allegedly stored in various locations around Mar-a-Lago, including the ballroom stage and a bathroom. That's according to federal prosecutors. The pictures have been out there.
Yeah.
From January through March of 2021, some of Trump's boxes were stored in the Mar-a-Lago Club's White and Gold Ballroom, in which events and gatherings took place. Trump's boxes were for a time stacked on a ballroom stage. Now, the federal government also alleged that Trump directed an obstruction into the investigation, instructing attorneys and aides to move boxes and block attempts from federal government from retrieving them.
Wait. Not just federal government. His own fucking attorney.
Yeah. That too. Also, so he got indicted on Thursday, and on Friday, two of his lawyers quit.
Yeah.
And then didn't they say, hey, we heard this stuff that you need to start going after this stuff too?
There have been multiple Trump attorneys who have testified before the grand jury.
His co-defendant moved the boxes.
Right.
And his attorney was listening to the shit that he was telling him. And realized that he was lying to him and that he couldn't sign off on the search warrant because of it. And he had somebody else do it because he knew that he would be lying and he would go to jail for doing it.
Yeah.
This motherfucker needs to be in Leavenworth tomorrow.
Unfortunately, I think the best that we can hope for is confined to Mar-a-Lago and not allowed to travel.
What do you think is going to happen? Did he find a lawyer yet? Because I know that I saw that thing saying that
somebody's representing him tomorrow.
Somebody, I heard that.
Right. As we're streaming this live on Monday, recording it on Monday, he's got to be in court tomorrow morning in Miami. I'm sure it's going to be. I mean, he held a rally over the weekend.
Yeah.
It's like, what do we have to do to say, hey, I mean, the judge would be the one to say, all right, no more of this. You cannot do this. Yeah. Although, what does it matter? The judge in the sexual harassment or sexual assault case said, no more talk, no do this. And then he immediately the next night went on CNN.
Yeah.
But that was a civil trial. Right? So, I mean, things might be a
little bit matter. It's still a court of law.
Yeah.
Civil trial, criminal trial. You can't just ignore what a judge says. I guess.
No, not well. But there's just monetarily there. I mean, I think with civil, it's just a monetary type of thing. It's not like he's going to go to jail. Like,
No. But what I'm saying is he clearly
doesn't give a fuck
and will not listen to what any judge tells him. And the judge he's going before on Tuesday is one that he put into that position.
And she's the one that made that judgment last time about the papers. And like,
I don't think she's going to make that mistake again.
Oh, yeah, no, because everybody told her.
I wonder if she'll recuse herself.
That's what she's supposed to do.
That's what they're going to ask her. And
If she's smart,
she will
recuse herself.
Because she's definitely not ready for this at all.
And the picture that's going around Twitter of a lady who looks like her in a Trump hat, that is not her.
Yeah.
So just because you saw it somewhere doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah. And then my fear is, I was listening to Rachel Maddow on my way over here, is that they'll do to him what they did to Spiro Agnew, mm-hmm. which was they let him plead guilty.
Right.
And they didn't give him any jail time. He just couldn't hold office anymore. But so that's my fear. But I understand that he's not smart enough to do that.
They're not going to put him in jail. That's the thing. They're not going to put him in jail. I cannot see a scenario where they put him in jail, because as a former president, he is entitled to Secret Service
white people protection. Do not. White. This is the thing that I said to myself last week. White people underestimate white people. I don't even fucking understand that. Like, y'all don't understand what white people are capable of.
Listen, for my money, he should absolutely be serving out his time. And if they find him guilty on all of these things, which
Biden's going to end up pardoning. Like,
he's not pardoning.
You don't think he would?
No.
Why would he pardon him?
I think
not in a million years is he going to pardon him. No, he's not going to do anything. He's not getting involved.
No. Why would he pardon him?
Not until after he's elected again in 2024.
No. Biden is not getting involved in this at all. Period.
There are naked pictures of Biden's son on the internet right now. Like, all of the Hunter Biden shit that was on his laptop, the Daily Mail published that this week. Joe Biden is not doing shit for this dude.
Well, and it's not just for him. The whole idea is this is not Joe Biden directing them to prosecute Donald Trump.
No.
So therefore, he is not going to do anything to save his ass either.
I think that if it came to a situation where, I don't know, man. I was listening. I can't remember what I was listening to or what I was reading about, but I think he's not going to spend any time. Like, basically, I'm fucking agreeing with you. It's like, he's not going to spend any time in jail, and it's going to be like similar to Spiro Agnew. Most likely, is what's going to happen to him, because he's not going to see fucking jail. I think that it possibly could be Biden that says pardons him if he has to go to fucking jail after he gets elected again.
Not happening. Mm-mm.
I mean, like,
he's not going to pardon him. But I will tell you this,
because again.
It's not going to get to that.
You still don't know what he's done.
Right. We still don't. We still got all the January 6th stuff, too. Yes. So this is just a small sliver. Yeah. This is 37 counts.
I would tell you, like I told my boss today, who keeps saying, I said what you're saying, that he's not going to. You still don't know what they know. And court is different than all of this shit that you talk about in public.
I am hoping against
all of the January 6th people that thought that all of the shit that was going on outside of was going to save them. What's the last sentence that was given out? It was 18 years.
That was the Oath Keepers leader got 18 years.
Yes.
The last one was less than that. It was the it was somebody else, but it was still like 6 or 8 years.
Yeah.
These are not minor sentences.
These are not minor charges. I bet dollars to donuts this motherfucker sold or gave that information to somebody, and somebody has it on tape. Somebody has found it. He's going to admit it somewhere. Because court, like I said, once he has to actually, this is a criminal trial, and once he actually has to get on the stand or they have to do a deposition with him, he is too fucking stupid to play stupid.
Yeah, I mean, honest to God, if the Oath Keepers are guilty of seditious conspiracy, and the leader of the Oath Keepers came out a couple days ago and said he called in from jail to say Trump is going to get charged with seditious conspiracy, and he hopes he gets convicted and gets the maximum.
Yeah.
So if he's saying that, if he got convicted of seditious conspiracy, who was he conspiring with?
Yes. The people that are standing out, that like the people that came out and said, as soon as you knew that he was going to get charged, like Jim Jordan, it was like, oh, I need to see what you got. That's how you know that he did it.
Yeah.
And that they know that he did it.
Yeah. No one's denying that he did any of this. They're just saying, well, he has every right to do that.
No, he doesn't.
Well, of course, but yes. That's what they're saying. That's what every Republican is saying. They're like, oh, he has every right to do that. He was the president. This is all. They're just treating him unfairly.
Once he gets into court.
No president has ever been treated like this before.
Once he gets into court, the public opinion means shit.
It's true. Secret Service opinion might mean a little bit more. That's the only rub.
Yeah.
Is if he's getting Secret Service protection, does that, is there a way for that to continue in prison? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm thinking Supermax. That's what I'm thinking. Hey, happy Pride Month. Pat Robertson is dead.
The devil reclaimed one of his own.
The Rolling Stone magazine, their headline, obituary, Pat Robertson, televangelist who blamed gay people for 9/11 and hurricanes, dies. The conspiratorial hate monger who founded the Christian Broadcasting Network helped usher Christian conservatism into the mainstream. Good riddance. You hateful old fuck. I'm just so exhausted with this idea that you can just be a hateful prick.
Yes.
Wanting to hold an entire group of people down and go, but that's what God wants. Fuck you.
Like,
fuck you.
What Bible did you read?
Well, they don't read any Bible, no. Just like they haven't read the Trump indictment.
No.
Nothing going on with that. So,
I haven't read it, but I listened to it today.
Yeah. So happy Pride, everybody.
Yes.
Pat Robertson is dead. Oh God, I'm not gonna be able to read that one. Juneteenth coming up.
Yes.
West Sacramento, California is having its first ever Juneteenth celebration. This Friday. I saw that. I'm like, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, the more the merrier. It's ironically, it's happening at the same place where my daughter's preschool graduation happened.
Oh, I will be in Denver.
So you're getting away from any, you just want to go where the whitest people are for Juneteenth. You just want to be among the white people.
My grandson has a baseball game. Or he plays travel ball.
Right.
So he has a baseball game this weekend. Baseball games this weekend. So we're going for that. But his games are at 10-2. So after his second game, there's a Juneteenth celebration going on at Five Points in Denver. I'm going to go to that.
Wonderful. Yeah, in West Sacramento, it's at Bridgeway Lakes Community Park. Here's some of the things that are going to be happening there. It's going to be... the activities are provided by the RCHS, River City High School football team. You can cool off in the splash park there. Enjoy Nash and Proper and Ice Cream Yogurt. Chef Cecil from Nash and Proper, shout out. And music by DJ Saint Marquis.
Okay.
I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's this Friday from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m.
I'll be able to see Black Cowboys in Denver.
There you go.
Not here.
There you go. Well... well, I bet if you go to certain parts, you can combine Pride and Black Cowboys
Yes. And
see them all together. That's what I'm saying. All right. It is time for...
you
took. Oh, that's not what I wanted.
Oh, yeah.
We're just going to watch this one only. I saw this and it made me angry. Kareem, you probably already knew this. I did not know all of this, so it made me angry.
Hey, good morning. A moment in white history. Okay, let's talk about the Casual Killing Act of 1669. You see, in those days...
What? I'm like, what?
This is proving my point from earlier.
Virginia was still very much a colony, and it had a unique problem. White women. I promise I'm not picking on white women. I'm just being historically accurate at this point. You see, white women had become a problem in colonial Virginia. Some were married young and were pissed off at the older men they were forced to marry. Some were frustrated from just being a woman in colonial Virginia. While most were pissed off at the caramel-colored babies running around their plantation wearing their husbands' faces. You see, slavery was a white man's sexual fantasy come to life. It was his own sexual playground to do with these enslaved women as he pleased.
And men.
There was no such thing as a consensual relationship between an enslaver and the enslaved. So whenever he wanted it, he got it from whomever he wanted, be it male, female, enslaved, or not. And this pissed a lot of rich white women off, to have a husband who's no longer sexually attracted to you, but is out making 6, 10, 12, 15 kids with some enslaved African woman. So these white women would take out their frustrations on the bodies of these innocent children who did nothing more than simply exist. You ever watch Looney Tunes or Tex Avery cartoons and you see somebody get hit in the head with a frying pan? Hit in the head with a rolling pin? Had hot water poured on them? Had hot grease poured on them? You know, poke them in the eye, Three Stooges style? These are the things that rich white women would do to these caramel-colored babies. So many mixed-race babies were being killed at the hands of white women that something had to be done because you couldn't arrest a white woman because that's just simply unheard of. So in October of 1669, King Charles II of England created the Casual Killing Act. Pause to read. In so many words, it says that any slave who resists his master, mistress, or overseer and is killed because you resisted correction, then the person who killed you gets away scot-free. And this was created in order to prevent white women from seeing any punishment from killing innocent black babies.
Told y'all, y'all underestimate y'all.
Why would it just be babies though, and just like not in general, like just people in general? You know what
well,
I mean?
Like, well, because there's also a law that you couldn't kill slaves because.
And this essentially fixed
their property. And so that would be destruction of somebody's property.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this gives them just ability just to kill whoever they want. If they, like, just,
well, it doesn't really, because it really only applied to that.
Yeah.
Because later you couldn't kill regular, I mean, adult slaves because.
But it doesn't say that in there. I guess that's the thing, is I read it and it didn't say anything specifically about age in it. And that's.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But what I'm telling you is there was an act later where you couldn't kill slaves because that was destruction of property.
Right.
It would be like somebody taking a bat to your car.
Right.
Because people were insured the way you would insure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, because slaves were insured the way you would insure your car, your tractor, your mule, or whatever.
So that's why they had to make the law. Like, that's why they had to do this. So, like, oh, it's okay. Like,
right. No, no, no. So
and then later, after that, later they made another law that said you can't kill people again.
This specific law was, like he said, was to protect white women.
And this was before the U.S. too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
I was so angry.
Yeah.
After I watched that video. Partially because it's something I never heard about in history class.
Yeah.
Ever. Not once.
Yeah.
Not once. And this shit should be taught in history class. Should it be taught in fourth grade history class? Probably not.
No.
But high school kids?
Yeah.
High school kids should hear about this shit. They should hear about the shit that went on that is just fucking unthinkable.
Yeah.
It's fucking unthinkable. And people were doing it and figuring out ways to just be like, well, what do we do about this? Well, let's make it legal.
Yeah. Well, you understand the other thing that if you knew about was buck breaking, then you would understand part of the roots of homophobia in the black community. Because I don't know if you've seen it in. So part of it goes back to black men being raped by plantation owners or men that they would bring in to do it to assert their dominance.
Jesus.
Which is really what happens in, is like, that's like the beginning of prison culture rape.
Well, you know what? And that kind of explains a little bit about why some people are so distrustful of gay people.
Yeah.
Because they think this is what gay people do. No, no, it's not. It's what fucking monsters do.
Yeah. But that was what they did. And they they did it on farm or plantations, and then once we became a country and they got rid of slavery and they arrested black men for peonage and gave them pretty much to the state as workers with convict leasing, that's they still did it in the jails. And it was, you know. But that's the conversation that, I can't remember, remember his name. But Tariq, I can't think of his name. But he made the movie a couple of years ago. It was like 2 years ago now. But it's something that I've known about for a long time. But it's, again, it's another one of those things that we don't have a conversation about that you don't know. And then, you know, the understanding of.
It's one of those things, like, I've not heard of violent homosexual rape. Like, you know, like homosexuals, like, violently committing rape. But I have heard from when I was, like growing up and stuff like that, and like, nowadays, but kids, you know, getting, you know, shit's put in their ass, you know, in the football, you know, room, that were the smaller kids or the nerdy kids or the black kids. The kids just weren't cool, you know. That's a way that assholes assert a dominance over other men, just by sticking shit up their butthole.
Yeah.
I just do it for fun.
That's how you got pink eye.
Shh. You gotta wash your hands.
You said it was my hand.
Yes.
But yeah, this.
All right. You guys know who Walter Masterson is? He's on TikTok, and he talks to he talks to folks. Yeah. So here's some folks he decided to talk to.
My shirt says just a regular mom trying not to raise liberals.
So how do you not raise liberals?
First of all, you homeschool. I'm homeschooling my three kids.
How do you make sure they don't grow up to be socialists?
Pray.
You pray every day?
Yes, pray every day.
Yeah, and that's one way to help, you know, fight against the indoctrination.
Yes. Yep.
He uses irony against them, is what happens.
So funny, they don't even see it.
No. There's more.
Until a friend of
absolutely. It's forced indoctrination.
Yes, and I don't know why we have to pay for that as taxpayers. They should be paying me for homeschooling my kids.
And think about how many women have come out and said that Obama was sexually molested them or da-da-da. Nobody. No women are going, hey, he was mean to me. No, no women.
Yeah, no, it's a little suspicious that not one woman came out and said that Obama sexually assaulted me. No, there was no allegations of harassment or assaults for Obama at all. And that is, you know, that's funny. I never thought of it that way. Thank you. Yep. But, you know, but there's tons for Trump. We're doing a big whole thing on the socialist agenda. What are some ways we can stop the socialist agenda?
Oh, goodness. You know, we could start with those journals. Can we throw those out?
Journals?
Okay.
What journals is she talking about?
Wait a second. It's great. Yeah. But I want to circle back to where are all the women that were accused? No women have come forward to accuse Obama of these things. I don't know. Maybe because he's not a sexual molester.
No, because he uses the kids on Epstein's Island, bro.
Man.
He goes to the basement at that pizza place, bro.
All right. So let's get back to the journals.
Wait a second. So just so you... This is how, I'm going to tell you, Obama is how I know that there are no real Joe Biden scandals.
Yeah. Right.
Is because Obama would not, Joe Biden got vetted as good as Obama did.
Oh, yeah.
Because Obama could not take the chance of whoever was in that position having any scandals. He could not have any scandals himself whatsoever. Beyond smoking weed. That was it.
Well, and the other thing is, if there were, and Obama didn't find them, you don't think the Republicans would have found it. Dug around for 8 years plus?
Yes.
Wouldn't have found them?
Yes.
Well, Burisma wasn't a thing yet, bro.
Why do you think they went so hard at Hillary Clinton? Because they're like, she's evil.
Yes.
Anyway, journals. I didn't see this one coming.
Yes, kids were started to journal about 30 years ago, and this was the government's way to keep an eye on our children is through these journals.
Someone writing in their diary is a way for the government to sort of, you know, keep tabs on you.
Yes, so they would ask questions like, do you have a stepmother or a stepfather, or do you have a microwave, or do you have two bedrooms? And so they calculate these findings, and the more that they have that fit into the category, the more government funding that they get.
So stop journaling, stop writing in your diary. What are some things we can get rid of in order to...
Wait a second. What the fuck is she talking about?
She was thinking about a census.
What is she talking
about? She was thinking about a census.
What are some things we can...
I will be 52 in October. Women were writing in diaries since the 1500s.
Yeah. How did she get like the journals and censuses like grabbed into like one thing? How did it get morphed?
Well, here's no one tells you what to write in your journal.
No.
No,
that's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
Never was.
At all.
I mean,
they don't read your shit either.
And the thing is, though, is like when you're in kindergarten and you're in first grade and you're second grade and you'll start seeing this, Nate, they have you do simple writing like things. And it's like they want the kids to write about things they have and know at their fucking house. So, yeah. Do you have a stepdad? Oh, it's going to be Father's Day and we're making Father's Day cards. You should make one for your stepdad then. Get the fuck out of here with your it doesn't matter. Getting upset at somebody is a fucking idiot.
Okay, there's just a little more.
Yeah.
Get rid of, in order to fight the socialist agenda.
Get rid of Amazon.
Get rid of Facebook.
Get rid of Facebook. Let's get rid of Netflix. Let's get rid of Hulu.
So tell me about your shirt.
Okay, so Netflix and Hulu. Fuck is she talking about?
What does Netflix and Hulu and Amazon have to do with?
Well, Jeff Bezos runs Amazon, and he owns the Washington Post, and the Washington Post prints news.
Well, because...
And Netflix hired Obama. I'm not quite sure about... Oh, Hulu is owned by Disney, and Disney went woke. I'm guessing. I'm trying to construct this fucking straw house that this crazy bitch is rambling about. I couldn't do this. Yes. I could not do this. What Jordan Klepper does, what Walter Masterson does, I could not do this because I could not...
Keep a straight face.
Not just keep it straight, but sit there and go, fuck is wrong with you? Like, they are able to do that. And I applaud them. No end, because I do not know how they do it. All right, time for a quick segment that I like to call Do We Care? Pat Sajak is retiring from Wheel of Fortune. Do we care?
No.
Okay, moving on. and not even right away. It's a fucking year away. Fuck off.
Yeah.
We don't care.
You should have already been retired, bro.
Get out of here.
Amen, Vanna.
A tip for Nobody perverts everywhere.
From, saggy titties.
A tip for perverts everywhere from Florida. If you're planning to masturbate while watching porn on your phone while at your apartment complex's outdoor pool, that's cool.
I mean, who have you ever been in this situation?
Who hasn't? Do not connect your device to a Bluetooth speaker because amplified moaning will bring unwanted attention. Florida police were summoned to the Rosie Palms of Clearwood development Sunday night after a witness reported seeing a man pulling his pants down and begin to masturbate to a pornographic video on his personal cell phone. Cops identified the accused masturbator as Christopher Harris, 51, a resident of the Palms, which describes itself as a Mediterranean oasis only minutes from the Clearwater beaches. Harris police noted, also connected to the video to a Bluetooth speaker and began playing the video loud as he masturbated.
Wow.
After being read his rights... they sent multiple officers over, by the way. After being read his rights, he reportedly admitted to playing with himself, adding that when he's intoxicated, he does stupid things. There you go.
Wow.
He was released from county jail on his own recognizance. He does have a little bit of a rap sheet, including convictions for criminal mischief and battery. So not an innocent man, so to speak. This next story, I'm torn because it happened in Minnesota. After his home was burglarized last month, Blaze Smith anticipated the intruder would return. So he left a window open and sat in wait, armed with a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire and studded with screws and nails.
Yes.
What I like to call the Mick Foley special. The day after the April 15th break-in, cops charged Aldo Gomez, 35, returned to Smith's residence in the Eastwood Manor Mobile Home Park in Mankato and climbed through the same window he had illegally entered the day before. But when Gomez got inside the home around 9 p.m., he was confronted by the 28-year-old Smith. Gomez fled the residence with Smith in pursuit. Outside the mobile home, surveillance video captured Smith chasing and repeatedly hitting Gomez on the back of his head with a baseball bat. A police commander noted the bat was wrapped in barbed wire and had screws and nails in it. The blows left Gomez with a fractured skull. When cops arrived at Smith's residence in response to the burglary in progress 911 call, Gomez was sitting in the front yard bleeding. Gomez, who lives a block from Smith at the mobile home park, was subsequently taken by ambulance to the hospital. And while being treated, Gomez reportedly admitted to burglarizing Smith's home on the 15th and returning the next day to take more items. He was arrested on a pair of felony burglary counts. One carries a maximum 20-year prison term. When questioned about the violent confrontation, Smith told police that after he reviewed the security camera footage showing the initial break-in, he knew it was Gomez from his build and the way he walks, knows Gomez from prior interactions, but instead of contacting police, Smith, bat in hand, waited for his neighbor to return. Now, while the video surveillance recorded Smith clobbering Gomez after he left the residence, Smith reportedly told cops that he only hit Gomez while the burglar was inside his home. Oops. There's always cameras. He was charged with a pair of felony assaults with a dangerous weapon. That top charge carries a maximum 10-year prison term.
I was going to say, he made the mistake when he ran after the guy. Like he could have hit him as many times as he wanted in his house.
Yeah, he should have got it coming through the window. So, last week, Florida, of course, Florida.
Sure.
Florida.
Ex-NFL player, I can't remember his first name, his last name's Rudolph, was,
Mason?
No. He was found innocent of murder. And
oh, yeah. Former wide receiver.
I think it's Travis Rudolph.
Yeah.
Yeah, and three counts of attempted murder. Because he kicked his girlfriend out of the house, and she broke his shit, and she told her brother and his friends that he picked her up and slammed her to the ground, and told them to go shoot up his shit.
Uh-huh.
Well, they came with a pistol. He had an AR-15. So... fuck around and find out.
And he was innocent, huh?
He was found innocent because all of the state's witnesses got on the stand and lied, including her. And she said, the prosecutor, or not the prosecutor, the defense attorney says, what did you mean by shoot his shit up? And she said, anything but him.
Yeah.
Go back and watch that on the highlights on YouTube. And you will wonder how the fuck that district, that DA, or it wasn't even how the DA charged them first, and two, the police officer that did not do her job at all.
Yeah.
Did he get kicked out of the NFL because of it too?
No, he was already.
Yeah, he's been out for a while.
Yeah.
That's not.
He was trying to make his way back, and this shit happened.
As I say, I'm just gonna say there's gonna be a big payout.
Yeah.
No.
No.
There's not going to be a big payout. The big payout is he doesn't have to go to jail.
Go back. You don't think he gets to sue them now for like putting him through all, like,
they don't have no money, man.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Go back and watch it on YouTube or TikTok. They got all the good highlights.
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap this up with a little small town news. Thank you. This from Marilyn Haggerty in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Oh, Marilyn's still around.
That's right. You catch it, you keep it. That's what it says in the catalog of summer events in the Grand Forks Park District. And it's inviting youngsters between the ages of 6 to 13 to join the family fishing event on Tuesday. The fishing is free, and Ryan Lake is to be stocked with over 400 fish. The Hooked on Fishing event will run from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Fish for free for 2 hours. The fishing and all the best fishing is at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
It's a planned for families and is sponsored by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. So where do you find Ryan Lake? Well, it's south of the South Middle School. By the way, the joys of summer surrounds Grand Forks now. The days of January have faded from memory. There were puffy white cumulus clouds floating around in a blue sky when a group of Wheatland Terrace took a joyride this past week. The destination, can you believe it? Fisher, Minnesota. I couldn't believe it. The grandchildren have traveled to Italy, Denmark, New York this past year. Well, I've been there, but I've never visited Fisher. I guess you would describe the location as near Crookston. This time of year, fields are turning green. The earth is black, rich black. The skies are blue. It's a beautiful country. We toured Fisher. We saw three churches, nice homes, a school, a Legion Club, lots more. And on the drive, there was wonder. Oh, what is so rare as a day in June? Wonder. I think that's where we're going to leave it.
Wonder.
Minnesota.
What I wanted to talk about earlier that I said I had to make a note about.
Sure.
So I was watching the show on Hulu Woke. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah.
About Key. Man, so great show. But it blew my mind about something that I had no idea was a fucking thing. Like, do you use a washcloth, Nate?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you use a washcloth?
All the time.
Yeah. It's a fucking thing. Like, that white people don't use washcloths, like, all the time, every time. And black people, the other thing that they thought, like, the other thing, do you wash your legs?
Yeah.
You, like, scrub them down or something?
Yeah.
Like that? Okay, all right. I mean, I, for the most part, do. But that's the other thing. It's like, you don't wash your legs. Like the white guy, Blake Anderson, like, was like, hey, you don't wash. Anyhow, the whole washcloth thing, I had no idea that it was a total racial, like, line in the center. Like,
when I was a kid, I used a washcloth all the time.
Yeah, I mean, but.
That's because you're from the country. And you got dirty.
That's true. But now I just use soap and water and wash my face.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. My cousin, like, I know a lot of people that use washcloths to wash their face and stuff like that. It's part of their night routine.
Yeah.
But, like, in the shower, they're not scrubbing their body and their butthole. No. I use a brush. I have to use a brush. Yeah. But I don't use a washcloth.
You use a brush? Like a steel wire brush?
Like steel
on your balls?
Like steel wool.
Steel wool on your balls?
No. Like a classic old brush. Like, because it's my way to kind of exfoliate, I guess.
Yeah. I've got a manly loofah.
But yeah, I thought that was funny. I just thought that was almost, no fucking idea. No idea. Blew my mind.
If you really want to waste some time, Stars on Mars is on Fox.
Is that good?
No, it's not. We're probably going to watch it, but it's not good.
Oh,
it's not good. It's hosted by William Shatner, and a bunch of celebrities got put into this pod. They filmed it in Australia, so. In the outer regions, and they have someone is appointed the commander for a period of time. The first one was Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah,
Marshawn Lynch and Richard Sherman got to go in together.
Oh,
so they got to go in as friends. I'm like, what? Spoiler alert: McLovin was the first one out. So there you go. They got it down. when they were doing the elimination. They got it down to three white guys.
Of course,
was the last. And ultimately, that's who went away. Also, Ariel Winter from Modern Family thought that Lance Armstrong was Neil Armstrong.
Oh, wow.
Thought he was a real astronaut. So it's not good, but it's reality TV. It's a way to take an hour, or if you've got Hulu with no commercials, 40 minutes, and just turn your brain off and watch the pictures float by.
Yeah. For next week's show.
Yes.
Gavin Newsom is being interviewed by
Hannity. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have to check that out.
He surely is, and he's trying to get an amendment to the Constitution. Yes. So
that's not happening.
It's not happening at all. You're more likely to see Trump in a Supermax than you are to see a constitutional amendment regarding gun control.
Yes.
All right. That's going to do it for us for this week. Thank you for joining us from the front yard as we continue to tweak and peek and figure everything out. I need like a backlight here for me.
Yeah.
Because now I'm sort of fading into the background. I didn't get all white this time.
Yeah.
But so we're going to be tweaking with it. Everything will be a little bit different next week. But it'll be great. We will see you next time. Thank you for listening to the WTH podcast. Go ahead and tell somebody about it if you like what you heard. And happy Pride Month. Happy Juneteenth.
Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month.
Peace.